This is a student forum of the Webster Groves High School newspaper, The Echo. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed.
Here are contributing writers Annabelle Lewis and Isabella Farrell.
School can often feel like a dull prison. White walls, boring hallways, and little to no creative decorations. Club posters, educational quotes, and displays hang on bulletin boards. When it comes to holiday decorations, occasional theme displays can be found in the library. Other than that, there's not much to see.
Students Grace Hardison, Lily Becker, and Zoe Schultz came up with the idea to paint this Harry Styles mural.
We didn't want to make a mural that's just about Harry Styles, but we love like what he stands for and all of the, human rights and social justice movements that he supports, so we wanted to make a mural that would like embrace as many people as possible whenever they passed it.
Encouraging students to decorate our hallways with bright, inclusive, and uplifting pieces of art is something that we hope to promote.
Webster is so special because it allows students to just like go with what they want to do, and all you have to do is just have an idea, have a plan, and Mr. Throm and the art department is totally supportive and will just let you just go for it.
We believe art can be used as a powerful message for change. Fortunately, Webster students can achieve this by decorating the walls with their own murals and class projects.
This has been another publication of The Echo. Thank you for tuning in. Music is Poppers and Prosecco by Kevin McLeod on Incompetech.com. To find out more information about The Echo, search wgecho.org for our website. Views expressed by this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the students, staff, or citizen that is interviewed. Join us for another Echo podcast next week.